Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
This is the D Word Podcast, where we talk dementia. Welcome along to another edition of the D Word Podcast. And this week I welcome back Debbie Compton from Purple Vine, which was established to empower caregivers providing support and guidance to reduce stress and burnout. Debbie has been working on a new book called The Caregiver's Advocate. Debbie, it's great to welcome you back to the D Word. Since we last spoke, you've become an author because the Caregiver's Advocate, A Complete Guide to Support and Resources, has come out. I mean, tell me a little bit of the background. What was the background behind the book coming out?
Okay. Well, first off, thank you for having me. It's always good to be on your show. And this is actually my 10th book, but it's the first collaboration book that I've ever done. And I was approached by a publishing company and asked if I wanted to be an author on a caregiving book. And since I love supporting caregivers, I was like, yes, I'm in. I don't know anything about collaboration, but sure. And so I started reaching out to contacts, and I gathered 20 experts from 4 countries to join me on this project. And we each wrote one chapter, and I've got to say, it is amazing. It turned out so well, because typically, you know, you get a book, it's by one person's perspective, and, you know, I've had a book before, we're partway through the book, then I really don't resonate with the person, and it's kind of like, ugh, or they talk way above my head, and I'm not understanding, and I just lose interest, and in either case, you just don't read the book. Well, this is not like that at all, because every chapter is a different person who has lived some form of dementia caregiver. And it's amazing because they start off telling a little bit of a story that relates to what they're going to talk about. And so that's what I did. I assigned a topic to each different one for them to write about. And what I did was ask them what their passion was. And so each person was able to write about their passion, which makes it that much better also, because they're excited about it. They're excited to share. And it resonates so much that I was just astounded. It just came out July 2nd. My goal was for it to hit at least to hit number one on at least one category on Amazon, because there are 60,000 plus books on Amazon. And so I just wanted to be able to hit number one in one category. Well, I am so thrilled to tell you we hit number one in all 6 categories that our book is in. We hit number one in Australia, number one in Canada, and the top 50 in the UK. And then we also were named the number one new bestseller. So I'm so excited. I can't tell you how thrilled I am about this.
Yeah, you know, that's great news that it's doing so well. Must be quite a lot of work. I mean, you know, so many different perspectives. As you said, you've got 20 different perspectives coming at you, but you've got to mould them into something which, you know, your people want to read, haven't you?
Yes, and to get a cohesive story through the whole thing, when you pull all these different people together. And so that's why, like I said, I wanted to make sure that we were not all writing about the same thing. You don't want to be bored. You don't want to hear something again and again. So every chapter is unique. And we have one person talking about how to have difficult conversations with them, whether that's with your parents, with your spouse, with whomever it may be, with other family members. And she lays out a strategy. Another talks about building your support team because that's crucial to caregivers. You've got to have other people around to help support you. And then another is talking about how to have the talk when it's time to stop driving and how to recognize when it's time for your loved one to stop driving. Then another's protecting the elderly from exploitation. And that's by a financial planning guy. That's what he does. And so, there's just so many different topics. We tried to cover a wide range, and we have everything from that will help caregivers from the very beginning stages to if they're at the end stages, because we also towards the end we have a death doula, which I didn't even know that was a thing. And so it was really cool to get to meet her and learn about what she does. And it's something that is not widely known. So she has a chapter in the book also talking about when it might be better to call in a death doula to work either in addition to hospice or instead of hospice. So just wonderful stuff. And we have two ladies from the UK who are authors. One is Dr. Carol Sargent. She's fantastic. She talks about different ways to travel safely with a loved one who has dementia. And then we have Nikki Sargent, and they spell their names differently. One's GAENT and one's GENT. So anyway, and Nikki Sargent, who is a live-in carer, and she will go for short stays to stay with people who have some form of dementia or a physical disability or whatever. She goes and lives with them for, depends on the amount of time, 1 week to 6 weeks, so that the family can have respite care and can go away, have a vacation, do what they want to do. And so it's just fantastic. And then, oh, I talk about caregiver burnout, ways to avoid caregiver burnout and keep yourself healthy as well. Because as you know, I was a three-time primary caregiver for my dad with Parkinson's, my mom with vascular dementia, and my mother-in-law with Alzheimer's. And so there was no me time. I didn't go to doctors, dentists, or anything else for a couple of years until things got bad and my doctor wouldn't refill my prescriptions anymore. So I had to go in, which was kind of a wake-up call, and I was just completely stressed out, exhausted, and everything. And I don't want other people to go through that. So I teach you strategies and tools and things that you can do before you get to that point in your life so that hopefully you can avoid it.
The station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
Here on the D Word podcast, we're always on the lookout for people to chat to. So if you've got a story to tell, or if you're working on a new dementia-related project, or involved in one of the excellent small charities providing help and support, do get in contact. You can find us on X and Facebook as Radio TDW, or Instagram. And of course, we'd love to hear from you via email to tdwradio@gmail.com. My guest on this edition is Debbie Compton, and we're talking about her new book, The Caregiver's Advocate. I guess the one thing with the book is, no matter what stage you are at your caring journey, you can drop in and pick something out of the book. It's not one where you kind of read from point one to point 10. You can drop in and out as suits your particular where you are in your journey at that time.
Absolutely. You can look at the table of contents, because if you're struggling that particular day with, whatever it might be, bathing tips, you're having trouble showering, getting your loved one to cooperate while you're showering, then we have a chapter on that. And you can just go to that chapter and get the help that you need immediately. Also, at the end of every chapter, we list the author's contact information. We tell you a brief bio about them, and we list all the ways that you can get in touch with them, because we want caregivers to be supported. And, two of my main goals for this book, number one was to provide actionable, useful information to caregivers. I didn't want any fluff. I didn't want a whole lot about, ooh, look at me, look at my products. I wanted, this is how I can help you. If you're going through this, this is what you need to do. And I'm so thrilled because everyone did that. And we have a father who's talking about taking care of a terminally ill child. So, and we have another gentleman who is working a full-time job and taking care of his wife who has bulimia. So there's just, if you are a caregiver, you will find support in this book. And then the whole last chapter, it occurred to me that we all have our individual resources that we use and that we refer people to. And so I ask everyone to send me your resources. And then I compiled them all together and put an alphabetical list in the back of the book. It's the entire last chapter of resources to support caregivers. Most of them are free, and it's things that people just don't know about. And I've had doctors come to me and say they learned so much from reading the book. And I was astounded. I'm like, that's amazing. We taught doctors because they know. The book, the text, this kind of thing. We know the real life. So it was just it's just been phenomenal. The reviews are pouring in. Everybody's thrilled about it, and I'm just over the moon. So
Yeah, I've read the reviews or a few of the reviews. One thing, I mean, there's a couple of things that come out of the reviews. One is that people really hook on to the stories that that your contributors tell because it's that real human aspect as well. It's not just, it's not a textbook. This is a story of people's
Yes.
lives.
Exactly. I wanted them to connect and to connect with and to understand why you need to listen to the person talking. You need to know a little bit about them. And so we each tell a little bit about our journey or a story or something that we encountered and that applies to what we're going to be talking about. And it does. It brings it, it makes it personal, it makes it human. And I love that you said that because this is not a textbook. This is not a dry, boring read. You'll laugh, you'll cry. It's just, it really touches the emotions and gives you useful tools that you can use.
And touching on what you said just a couple of moments ago, there's a review in there also that says it's a great tool for healthcare providers as well as those taking care of their loved ones at home. And as you say, not only doctors can learn, and obviously are learning from the content, but also people in the healthcare facilities who also may not have the time to think about a whole load of stuff that you've got in the book.
Absolutely, absolutely. The very first chapter is on music therapy, and it's how to use music therapy to enhance the lives of those with dementia. And so it is just, it's wonderful. And I've seen it work. I know that it works. I did it with my mother, who, when I walked in to visit with her, she had no idea who I was, didn't know my name or anything. And I played Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire, and sang along and did these crazy gestures and stuff, looked like a lunatic. I don't care. Mom was smiling. And by the end of it, she said, I'm so glad you visited, Debbie. And I just started crying. I mean, just, oh. So if you want to get a reconnection with the loved one, it's temporary. It doesn't last, but it might last about 15 minutes, but it pulls them back so that you can talk and reconnect again. It's just wonderful. It works. So, and I had another well, I've had two doctors now say that they are putting a copy in their waiting room for people to look at while they're sitting there waiting because you can get help in a few minutes to flip to the chapter that you're struggling with and you can find help.
Yeah, I think that's a really good idea and just a real simple little tip, isn't it? I mean, everybody goes to the doctor's surgery, everybody's waiting around, going to my doctor's surgery, and there's magazines dating back about 15 years or whatever. Let's
Yes.
put something useful in there. So I think it's a great idea.
Oh, I do too. And it's something that truly connects with you where you are. And that's a point in time when you have time. Most caregivers don't have time. I don't have time to sit down and read through a book, but you can read a little bit. And when you have that downtime, it's like, oh, take advantage of it. Let's learn something.
Yeah, like as you say, the whole thing about caregiver burnout. As well as the book, you've got the Purple Angel still going. You've got the Purple Angel blog, which I look at every now and again.
The Purple Vine.
The Purple Vine, sorry, the Purple Vine. And
Yes.
one thing that caught my eye, which is particularly relevant, I wanted to talk to you about. There's an article on there about taking care of your brain health. And also another one about a healthy diet. Now, one thing that's come out here from the Lancet in the UK is an article that came out probably a couple of weeks ago talking about 14 identifiable risk factors, which can result in a 45% reduction in your risk of dementia. And I put a little post up saying, if this was any other condition, we would be shouting this from the rooftops. But it's hidden away in a little scientific journal that, I don't read, a lot of other people don't read. And your thing on the Purple Vine about taking care of your brain health made me think, this is a message we need to get out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I teach classes on it because we're just learning more about it. And there are things that you can do to greatly reduce your odds of getting dementia. Nothing's going to 100% guarantee that you won't get it, but a 45% decrease in the risk is huge. And one of the main things is walking. Just get a little bit of exercise every day. If you're walking 20 to 30 minutes a day, that's all you need to do. And when I say exercise, it's funny because some people are like, well, I go to the mailbox. Okay. That's not enough. You need to get your heart rate up. Do something that gets your heart rate. It could be dancing. Whatever you want to do, it doesn't matter, but just get your heart rate up because when your heart is beating stronger, then it's pumping more oxygen to your brain. More oxygen to your brain feeds your brain, prevents dementia. It makes sense. So, in the same with diet, if you're eating a lot of junk food, you're increasing your risks of getting dementia. So, you need to be aware of what you eat. Green leafy vegetables are fantastic. The Mediterranean diet is huge. That's a fantastic diet to follow to support your brain. And I have a whole book on that too. It's just a little bitty book that I wrote. But it's called Boost Your Brain Pal. And in it, all it does is talk about, and there's no fluff, there's no, prologue and long drawn out, no history of this, that, the other. I just cut straight to the chase. These are things that you can do to support your brain, to reduce your chances of getting dementia. Do this. And it's vitamins and supplements that you can take, food that you should eat, exercises you should do, brain exercises you should do, just on a stress reduction strategies because stress reduction is big too. When you're completely stressed out, you're tightening up, you're losing oxygen to the brain, it's hard to think clearly. It all negatively impacts your brain. So, it's a wonderful fast little read, and Boost Your Brain Power will do exactly that. It helps you to have clearer thinking and clearer thought processes and feel better.
Yeah,
We tend to remember, okay, let's exercise our bodies. Well, you need to exercise your brain too.
absolutely. I mean, I love having you on the show because there is no fluff. Let's tell it like it is. The only thing that frustrates me with the media is you don't actually get that. You get half a ton of fluff, and they don't tell it like it is. And these really important messages tend to get lost.
Yeah, so many people are saying, well, don't give away all your stuff. You want people to come to you and to do your Zoom consultations, which I do, but I'm not going to withhold information to get you to come to my Zoom consultation. Hopefully, you'll understand that by sharing all of this, there's a whole lot more that I haven't had a chance to share. But also because my primary goal is to help people. My primary goal is not to make money. And so I just want genuinely care and want to help people.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
There are now over 41 shows every week on UK Health Radio, also available to listen again and download from the website at www.ukhealthradio.com. And of course, you can find all the shows available in podcast format from all the major podcast platforms. I'm chatting to my guest, Debbie Compton from The Purple Vine. I mean, one of the other things I read, you mentioned it a bit earlier in the conversation about carer, a caregiver burnout. And it was this thing over progress, over perfection, that some people go into, the role, get thrown into the role of caregiver, and I want to do everything 100% right, where, I guess you have to accept you're going to make mistakes.
Oh, absolutely. And that was a tough one for me, letting go of perfectionism, because I have a few perfectionistic tendencies. And so I had to struggle against it, especially since I was in training and development and I was used to one, you do one, two, three, you get four. Dementia is not that way. You do one, two, three, you might get seven, 12, 144, negative three. I mean, it is just all over the board. And I want things to be just right. I was taking care of my mother-in-law and my mom in vascular dementia and Alzheimer's, taking them both to going to see the eye doctor. And I had such a struggle just trying to get them dressed. And I got one fully dressed and sat her on the couch, but I forgot to put the pajamas away. I left them laying on the end of the couch. I went into the other room, got the other one dressed, came back out, and the first one is in her pajamas again. And I'm like, oh no. Okay, lesson learned. Remove the clothes that you took off because she saw them laying there. She thought it must be time to put them on. So she did. So, you learn as you go, but you also have to understand because when we did finally make it to the doctor's appointment or to the eye doctor appointment, and we sat down, I took a deep breath and just kind of leaned over and looked down, and my mom had two different shoes on. One brown and one black. And my first thought was, oh my gosh, I blew it. And then my second thought was, no, I didn't. We actually made it on time. They have glasses, teeth, hearing aids, they're fully dressed. This is a victory. Claim the victory. No one cares if their shoes don't match. They never even noticed. And I'd already decided that if they did notice, I was going to say she has a pair just like them at home.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, and that's the important lesson. The important lesson, listening to people like yourself that have gone through it is for caregivers to realize that they're not alone. They're not, they're not the only person going through this. They might be looking at their relative at that very moment wearing odd shoes. They're just not alone. And I think that's such an important thing.
Well, it is. And, especially if you're dealing with dementia, you can run into such unusual behavior, but that you're thinking, no one will believe me. This stuff is crazy. You can't make this up. It's just bizarre behavior. And I think that that contributes to the sense of aloneness because that's what I felt too. And I felt like, well, everyone else has it figured out. I'm just the last one to the party. I'm the only one who doesn't know how to deal with this stuff, who doesn't know how to handle it. Sometimes I'm losing my cool. This can't be right. I made mistakes. But you know what? I openly share that stuff. And in my first book, Caregiving, How to Hold On While Letting Go, that's where I share my journey and talk about my mom specifically, my mother-in-law, and my dad individually, because they had three different forms of dementia, which means three slightly different challenges and different, dementia affects everyone a little bit differently. And so we were individuals before they got the disease, they're individuals after. So the main thing caregivers can do is learn your person, learn their likes and dislikes, and then it'll make life easier for you. But again, to the aloneness, I felt like surely I was the only one going through this until a little hospice nurse told me. She said the things that you have done would really help other caregivers if they knew about it. And I was stunned. That is the first time it just opened my eyes. I couldn't believe it. And I thought, wow, so I'm not alone? And she says, no, I see people every single day that don't know how to deal with their loved one falling out of bed, with the loved one getting up in the middle of the night. And you put these things in place to either prevent it or to alert you so that you can, so that you can handle it. And I said, well, the stuff on the market didn't work for us, so I had to come up with something. And she said, well, you need to share. And I was just blown away. So that became my mission, and that's exactly what I do. And I talk to people every day who are in that same boat, who think that, well, and they'll tell me, well, you may not believe this, but are you kidding me? I believe it. It doesn't matter what you tell me. I believe you because I've seen such bizarre stuff and I've experienced it. I've lived it. I know you're telling the truth, sweetheart, And then I help them find solutions.
I think that's, that is really, really important. You got a whole host of books, you got the website, everything else you're doing. I mean, what's the next big project?
Well, I created my first online course, and so there's a link to it in the back of my book, and I can give you a link if you want for your show notes. And so I created it, and again, I told you I'm a perfectionist, so it's like I look at it and I'm like, it could be better. Well, it could always be better. So I decided, you know what? Get it out there, help people while you can, and then I'll make another one that, and when I say it could be better, it's things like, oh, I blink too much, or something like that. So anyhow, I have that out there now that has and I'm creating more online courses to support caregivers, getting those out, and then and everything that I'm trying to get everything under the Purple Vine so that people can find me easier. And what I'm in the early phases of doing right now also is working with a doctor out on the East Coast to do a retreat in the Bahamas for caregivers. And it'll be caregivers and their loved ones. That way they can come over, they can have new fresh memories, and they'll have time that others professionals are taking care of their loved ones so that they have an opportunity so that I can teach them how to better handle what they're going through and give them pointers and strategies and tools that will make their life better. And they can ask whatever questions they want and be available 24/7. So I'm super excited about that. And some other and a caregiver cruise that we are working on as well. Same type of thing because you're on a cruise ship, but you're all together and caregivers can bond with other caregivers and share stories and visit with people who are in the same boat as you, which builds connection, which again reinforces you're not alone. And some of them form lifelong connections through this. And so they can support each other in unique ways as well. So I have a lot of things going on right now. I
Well,
always do.
I knew that would be the case, but it's been great. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Debbie. Good luck with the book, The Caregiver's Advocate: Complete Guide to Support and Resources. We can get on Amazon, and good luck with everything else you're doing. And thanks so much for coming back on the D Word.
Thank you so much for having me. And they can also, if they want a signed copy of my book, they can grab it from my website. So thank you for having me. You're doing wonderful. You're supporting so many people. We need more people like you. God bless you.
Always a pleasure to chat to Debbie on the show. As she says, no fluff, just great knowledge and advice. The book is The Caregiver's Advocate, and it's available from Amazon and all other major book outlets. And you'll find out more details at thepurplevine.com. That's all we have time for on this edition. Hope you enjoyed it, and you'll join me again soon for some more Dementia Talk right here on the D Word Podcast.